Oh, man. Almost at an hour here. But we still always have time. We always will have time for your funky, funny, fun, whatever F word you want to use.
Well,
for
besides
headlines
the
on
one.
Friday.
Besides one or two specific F words that we don't use on the air.
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like if you use any of those two words in front of headlines, it'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, it's true.
God, I hate the FCC. But anyway, go ahead, Logan. What do you got here for this funky Headline Friday here on the Rookie Sports Report
All
podcast?
All right, I've got four here for you. The first one I've got, I've been saying my baby's name wrong. Now I'm considering changing it. What?
Can you say that one more time, please? I've been saying my name.
My baby's name wrong. Now I'm considering changing it.
Okay, but didn't you give her name at birth, and you're getting it wrong?
Yeah. So they named their daughter Elise, spelled E-L-I-S-E. But what they found is that everybody is pronouncing their daughter's name Elise.
Elise and Elise. That's...
Yeah. So now they're asking, should we change the baby's name? We think we should change the baby's name. And I found this funny because it brings up a story about me and my name. So my name is Logan Atten Weber. My middle name is Atten, A-T-O-N. Named after my grandfather. His name was Lawrence. Larry Atten Weber, or at least so we thought. So my grandfather, that's what he wrote on everything. You know, all of his military papers, every work thing, his signature, everything was Larry Atten Weber, everything. And so after I was born, right, I was born February 1998, maybe 3 or 4 months after I was born, maybe even sooner than that. I don't quite remember. Obviously, I was an infant.
Yeah. right.
My parents went up to Iowa to visit my grandparents and my great grandparents. And so we were up at my great grandma and my great grandpa's house, and they were asking, you know, my parents about me and like, oh, what's the baby's name? And they're like, oh, it's his name is Logan Atten Weber, and my great grandmother goes, Atten? Why Atten? And my parents go, well, after Poppy, which was my grandpa, my dad's dad. It's like, well, it's after Poppy, grandma. Like, he's the same middle name as Poppy. Well, that's not his middle name. What? Yes, it is. And of course, like at this point, my great grandma was 80 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was 96 when she passed away. I was a senior in high school.
Wow, she had a good life.
Yeah. And so, you know, everybody was like, well, grandma must be losing it a little bit. Like, everybody knows that, you know, Poppy's middle name is Atten. And she goes, no, it's not. His middle name is Anton, A-N-T-O-N. And we're all like, grandma, no, it isn't. And of course, like, my grandpa was like, mom, my middle name is Atten. And she goes, no, it's not. It's Anton. She walks into her bedroom, into her closet, gets on the top shelf, pulls down a burn box, right? Like one of those little like handheld portable safe things.
Yeah.
Opens it and she whips out my grandfather's birth certificate. So my grandpa passed away in 2004 or 2003, excuse me. In 2003, he passed away. He was 66 years old. So my grandpa was born in 1937.
Sounds about right, yeah.
I think 1936, 1937, my grandfather was born. She still had his birth certificate. This was in 1998. She still had this man's birth certificate. She whips it out. Sure enough, Larry Anton Weber. This man had incorrectly pronounced his middle name for 50 years. My grandpa, you know, forged a birth certificate, you know, he joined the military early. He was 17 and he joined the military to go to Vietnam.
Yeah.
So since, and on his registration, it is Larry Atten Weber. So for 50 years, this man had thought his middle name was Atten. It wasn't. It was Anton. And so my great grandma was like, well, you need to change his middle name. And my parents were like, no. That makes it so much better. That makes the story so much better. So when I saw that story, it reminded me of my grandfather not knowing his middle name for 50 years and me subsequently being named after the wrong middle name. And that's where my middle name comes from. So I thought that story cracked me up. Like, no, leave it. Like, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. I find it fun. That makes the story funny, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Is that.
My middle name is less complicated in pronunciation than yours or in spelling of yours. My dad's grandfather was named Charlie Frizzell.
Mm.
Superintendent up in Corden. I also believe he did some stuff for William Jewell as well. That's where he went to college, and I believe he was an administrator there.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, for the Cardinals up in Liberty, which is, you know, not that far of a drive from, you know, Corden, Iowa. But anyway, that's besides the point. But my middle name is after him. So my name goes Matthew Charles Frizzell.
Mm. Yeah, and like my brother and my sister have normal nicknames or middle names. My brother's middle name is Edward, named after my uncle. And my sister is Elizabeth, which is like, I feel like every girl in the United States, their middle name is either like Marie or Michelle or Elizabeth. You know, like they all have like, there's literally like five or six middle names that all women in this country seem to have.
It's so true.
It's like, yeah, it's Marie or Anne or Michelle, Elizabeth, you know.
I'm probably giving up a little too much information here, but my middle sister's middle name is actually Michelle. Lindsay Michelle.
My fiance's middle name is Michelle.
And my older sister is Katie Elizabeth.
Yeah. It's the same. And then there's like my mom, whose middle name is Rochelle. Like Michelle, but actually with an R.
Yeah,
Rochelle.
An R.
Yeah, it's super strange. Yeah. But like my fiance is named after her grandmother, whose name was Margaret Michelle, and she's Maggie Michelle.
Gotcha.
All right, next one I've got for you. Lottery drawing comes up 555, 10,726 winners.
So 10,000 winners had 555s.
Yeah. Fives. You know, it's like you hit, it's like you're playing slots, you know, at the casino and you hit the triple.
Please don't remind me.
The triple sevens, but this time it's the 555s.
I have wasted so much
money. The North Carolina Education Lottery said 10,726 tickets became winners when the Carolina Pick 3 drawing came up with the numbers 555.
Huh.
So this drawing is, you can buy the ticket.
Right, and you pick out the numbers.
Pick out the numbers, but however much you pay for the tickets is how much you get as a reward. So you could either do a 50-cent ticket, which gives you a $250 reward, or you could do a $1 ticket, which pays out $500. So the lottery said players collectively won about $4.3 million in prize money from this drawing. When all you could win maximum was $500.
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
10,000 winners for one single lottery ticket.
You brought up the 355s as if it was a casino number. You just brought back bad memories.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I've wasted so much money. I mean, it's all for fun. And look, and I know I'm getting kind of serious here, but it is actually a problem. Gambling is, especially in my case, at times, you know, it's always just that prospect. You know, you're at the slot machine. You put in 20.
I could win big here.
You put in 20 bucks and you see that gigantic grand prize that says $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. It's probably just fake. It really is. You may get, you know, the medium prizes, which is like $100, maybe $200, but oh man, I've wasted so much money there at the casino. But
yeah,
you know, but it's not as bad as other people. You know, they'll waste money that they can't get back. They'll get into debt for trying to get that big winner at the casino, whether it's in blackjack, whether it's in, you know, poker, craps, you know, whatever, slot machines, whatever. My motto is if, you know, if you're making a little less than what you had coming in, probably a good time to get out.
Yeah.
If you can push or get a little bit above what you had, get the hell out. Like, go out, cash in your tickets, and don't think twice about it. Just get out.
Yeah, I've gone to casinos maybe 3 or 4 times, and I usually, you know, I'll walk in there with like $40 or $50, and we'll see what happens with it. If I lose it all, then I'm out. I'm leaving. You know, at that point, I don't go too deep into it.
Yeah, well, I do. I go like, I bring in about $100 or $200, and you know, I should probably be there a little bit longer, but I bet max every time, because the more you bet, the better chances you are of getting something big.
Right.
But, oh man.
All right.
We got a mini therapy session Thursday there. All right. It's like I had a Vietnam flashback to me.
Oh, man.
To me going to the casino and just putting in 20 after 20.
I apologize for bringing up the lottery.
I'm going to have to buy a lottery ticket now.
Oh, geez.
No, I'm kidding.
I haven't bought a lottery ticket since I turned 18.
I've never bought a lottery ticket.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I just did it when I turned 18.
If I win like scratchers, or like if my family will give me scratchers, I'll play.
Yeah, and that's usually like you'll get those as like a Christmas present or something, you know, a lot of times. But you know, I've only ever bought a lottery ticket once, and I did it like on my 18th birthday.
Right.
You go in there, and you know, like I went in there and I bought a lottery ticket, and I like bought a can of chew, a can of tobacco or whatever. Didn't use it, threw it away.
Okay, thank you.
But like
you.
Just because I could use, right? Just because I could, you know, yeah. It was sort of funny. And then, of course, like, a year later, it changed to like, or maybe not even a year later. I turned 21, and then like 2 months after I turned 21, they announced that like the legal age to buy tobacco products was 21. But I could do it when I was 18.
Right.
It was sort of a funny little thing. Yeah. Next story I got for you: couple in flooded India region floats to wedding in a cooking pot.
Wonder how big that pot is.
Massive.
It had to have been.
Were they
sitting in it or like standing in
they
it?
They sat in it. So this couple was, they there was severe flooding that took place in this one, you know, remote region of India, and they had a wedding to go to. So they got in this giant cooking pot, which according to this, I mean, looking at the picture, this cooking pot had to be at least like 8 foot by 8 foot. I mean, a giant cooking pot, and they just sat in it and they floated to this wedding. And all I have to say in regards to that is that's dedication. That's dedication. That's all I got for you.
That is the one right there. That's the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, there are definitely about 1,000 things before flood that would cause me to not go to your wedding. You know, I mean, seriously. Like, unless this couple was like, and I don't even think this couple was like the people getting married. This was just a couple that was going to a wedding.
Oh,
No, I lied. It was the couple that got married.
Okay.
But they were legally married on October 6th, but their ceremony was October 18th. And so the flooding occurs. They have this wedding ceremony to go to, even though they're already married. And so they got this giant cooking pot and floated to it.
I was going to say, like, look, I love my friends and everything, and if they get married, I feel happy for them. But I'm not going to float down a river in a pot, in a cooking pot.
I'm not going to float down a river in a cooking pot to my own wedding, let alone somebody else's. But for my own wedding, there's no chance. And like I said, you know, the thing that I'm having difficulty with right now is my fiance is pretty dead set on having a fall wedding.
Not this year, but maybe next year.
We have no idea. We have done zero planning. We don't have a date. We don't have a venue. Nothing. Okay. You know, I work in radio. She's still a college student. There's not a lot of money floating around.
Fair enough.
So we are in no rush in terms of a wedding. But she is pretty dead set on a fall wedding, meaning on a Saturday in the fall.
Do it during the week.
Who's going to show up to a wedding in the middle of the week?
Well, if you plan accordingly, you can.
I'm cool with a spring wedding.
People can take a day off.
Like a Saturday or a Sunday spring wedding. But no, she's very dead set on the fall.
Well, I know why she wants the fall. Cooler temperatures, the leaves are falling. It's like the best setting.
Right.
For like an outdoor and an indoor wedding.
But you very much know why I don't want a wedding on a Saturday in the fall.
Right. Like every man, they want to, like all men.
That's college football!
I know. Every sports fan, college football.
You leave college football alone. I will skip weddings. I will skip friends' weddings for college football on a Saturday.
You guys,
okay?
You guys,
if you think that your wedding is more important than me watching the Hawks on a Saturday afternoon, you're wrong.
You guys should have planned your wedding for the day they play Purdue.
That wasn't unnecessary. That was. We're gonna have to plan this wedding like 9 months in advance, just so I know exactly when the bye week is. Let's find out when Iowa's bye week is, and we'll get married on the bye week. All right, that's the deal that I'll make with her.
That or whenever they play Purdue.
So stop bringing up Purdue, man.
So you can't see
leave it alone.
So you
all right? Can't
see the disappointment.
This is the bye week for Iowa. All right, just let me grieve in my own way.
They're not preparing for Wisconsin next Saturday. This week, they've got a bye week.
They got a bye week this week. Okay. But yeah, no, I'm not getting in a cooking pot to float to any wedding, mine or someone else's. I don't care. It won't happen. But I gotta applaud the dedication there.
Sure, absolutely. You said it was India, right? Or Indiana?
India, the country.
Yeah, the country.
The country. Yeah, it's not a continent.
I'm just making sure.
It's not even a state. It's in Asia.
Yes, I know. I didn't completely flunk geography class. I got like a B in that.
I believe India the most populated country on the planet?
Yeah, either that or China, one of the two.
I think it might be China.
Well, yeah, cuz China has more space, but like,
it is China.
Yeah, but like population per land, it's right. Like India by a long shot.
Barely. So China is 1.397 billion and India is 1.339 billion.
Wow.
The next closest is the United States at 330 million people. That is huge.
We're chilling.
How does the United States have more people than Russia?
Well, cuz like okay, look, Russia, like the European part of Russia is great. Good place to live in. The Asian part of Russia is hell. It's a place that I would not want to go.
The population of Russia is only 144 million people.
Well, yeah, because most of them live like on that western side, like in Europe. While on the eastern side, you got a bunch of mountains, a lot of frozen tundra, a lot of things
I mean, you're right about that.
That really aren't, you know, livable conditions. So
just never would have thought that the United States would be the third largest country in terms of population.
Yeah, but we're not even
close
to second or first.
No, we have a billion less people than the two people in second and first. That's insane.
Stay there, please.
Yeah, like a quarter of the world's population resides in two countries, China and India. That's insane. All right, the last headline I've got for you, and this is not okay. I just want to clarify. This is not me trying to get political. This has nothing to do, really, with the vaccination aspect of it.
Oh, no.
Okay?
We have to have a warning
yes,
for this.
Yes, there has to be, like, warning. The things being mentioned in this article do not pertain to the vaccination, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to get political with people, all right? We've done that in the past. I'm not trying to do that. I just saw this article, and I immediately died laughing. Chris Brown.
Oh, man.
Noted judge of character. Calls Kyrie Irving, quote, the real hero for anti-vax stance.
Oh, man, yeah.
Chris Brown is coming to your defense, you have to realize at some point you're probably not in the right, all right? When Chris Brown says, yeah, this dude got it right, you should be like, I should probably backtrack.
Oh, man, yeah. For once in Funky Headline Friday, I knew what you were going to talk about. Because you told me this after the show yesterday on Sports Talk, but yeah, and we've said this on the podcast, we're not going to touch that Kyrie situation because it's a little too political for us and just a little too, I don't know, asinine to talk about. I mean, straight up, Kyrie doesn't want to play basketball because he's not going to play basketball because he's not vaccinated. So there's been all these rumblings and rumors, actually, they're not rumblings, they're truth. That, you know, he can't play home games, but the Nets are saying, if you can't play at home games, you can't play with us, period. And he has yet to back off from his stance. He hasn't been vaccinated, and that's just about the gist of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
And when Chris Brown is the guy that is like, yeah, he's a hero, all right? He called him, quote, the real hero.
Oh, man.
When Chris Brown
Kyrie's
calls
a
you
hero
a
of nothing, period.
When Chris Brown defends you and calls you a hero,
Kyrie is the hero of himself. He's such a selfish PRCK or PRICK. Ugh. I can't stand Kyrie. I feel like the feelings are mutual between you and I because, of course, Kyrie, Boston
the debacle
Celtic.
And the thing is like Kyrie is a great talent. He is a great talent. And I don't know if you saw the thing the NFL did or the NBA did their like 75th anniversary. They did like their NBA
he was left 75
team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was left off the list. Dwight Howard was left off the list.
I don't understand that.
Clay Thompson was left off the list, which
Vince
Carter
was off the list.
Yeah, I can understand Clay to a certain, but like Dwight Howard, really?
Yeah.
You put Anthony Davis on that list, but not Dwight Howard.
The numbers are very, very much the same, and yet, yeah, Dwight Howard.
They're not the same. They are not. Dwight Howard has this man by the huevos. If you've ever seen the movie Major League, marbles. Okay, in terms of statistics. This man, in terms of just looking at it on paper, Dwight Howard's a top 10 center in the history of the NBA.
Oh, for sure. Him with Orlando was a totally different animal.
I mean, just looking at the accolades of these two gentlemen, it should not be a debate which guy should be on the top 75 and which guy shouldn't. Anthony Davis, in his career, is an 8-time All-Star, as is Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is an 8-time All-Pro. Anthony Davis... 4-time All-NBA. Okay? He was 2-time defensive All-Defense first team. Dwight Howard was a 5-time All-Defense first team. He was an All-NBA second team candidate. 3-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. Do you want to know how many Defensive Player of the Year awards Anthony Davis has? Goose egg. Not a one. All right? He led the NBA in rebounding 5 times. Dwight Howard did. Anthony Davis has never done that. This shouldn't even be a conversation that we're having. All right. I said 5-time all defense first team. I'm sorry. It's 4. He's been on the all NBA first team 4 times and the second team once. He was 2-time block leader in the NBA. Okay. Anthony Davis has done it 3 times. They're both NBA champions. What are we discussing at the moment?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, like I said, he was an absolute menace on the Magic, and then he had solid years with the 1 year in L.A., which I really want to forget. Of course, then Houston, then he kind of tapered off, played for a few franchises, Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington, L.A., Philly, and now back with L.A., but I guess the only reason I'd say he isn't is because Anthony Davis has a better all-around game than Dwight Howard.
He's a better scorer.
Yeah, a better scorer.
I will say that.
But, like, if you're looking at accolades and say, you know, like, points per game, rebounds per game, or what have you, yeah, Dwight Howard's the better player. So, I don't know. And I feel like some of it at times is a popularity contest, and right now Davis is, I guess, a more popular commodity than Dwight Howard. But Dwight Howard, I believe, is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. It's...
There is maybe... And this might be a hot take for some people, but over this century, you know, since the turn, since 2000, I don't know if there's ever been a more dominant run from a center in the NBA than that 4 or 5 year stretch Dwight Howard had in Orlando. That sort of 5 year stretch he had from maybe 07, 08 until 2012. I mean, that 5 year stretch was insane.
Looking at it now, he averaged 20 points a game and over almost 14 rebounds a game.
Yeah, 2.5 blocks. He shot nearly 60% from the field. That's insane.
Yeah. Multiple years he's had over 13 rebounds, at least 13 rebounds. And then in 2007, 8, and in 11 and 12, he had 14 rebounds per game.
And for a center, he generated a lot of steals, too. That's something that I don't know if gets talked about enough when it comes to Dwight Howard.
Yeah, 1.4
he generated a lot
11,
of steals.
1.5 and 12. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know that about Dwight Howard, but I mean, still.
Yeah, and he left Orlando, and he really just sort of tapered off from there. You know, he had an all-star appearance in his 1 year in L.A. He made an all-star game in his first year in Houston, and then it sort of fell downhill from there. And maybe I think that's, you know, maybe, I want to know what his career stats are just in Orlando. You know, because once he left Orlando, his career stats sort of tapered off from that point. But what do his career stats look like, not counting maybe the last 5 years, you know?
So when he was with Orlando, this including his rookie year, from 2005 to 2012, 621 games played, averaged 18 points a game and 13 rebounds a game.
One steal and 2.2
blocks. And 2.2 blocks,
and shot 58% from the field. Should have been on the top 75 list. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. Shame on the NBA. Shame, shame, shame. Are we out of headlines? Was that the last one?
That was it.
Oh, man.
I only had four for us today.
That's fine. Usually only have four, by the way. Or, yeah, you usually only have
four. I go four, some most of the time five, and then I'll have like an extra one. But, yeah, I went with four today, found some strong ones, and like I said, when Chris Brown comes to your aid, correct yourself.
Oh, man. When those top 75 lists were coming out, they, of course, had like, they had a three-day reveal of it where, like, they announced, like, the first 25, the second 25, and the third 25, and all of the LeBron fans out there were just like, where's LeBron? Where's LeBron? He's the top player ever. Where's LeBron?
He's obviously on the list.
Shut up. Of course, he got revealed yesterday, and, like, he should have, or, like, people expected. You know, he got in the top 75, and rightfully so, but the people, like, saying, oh, if he doesn't get in, you know, that's what they sound like. Whenever I see
calling
him on Twitter.
Calling aliens or something? What are you doing over there?
Pretty much, whenever I see him on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Anyway, actually, never seen anyone defend LeBron on Facebook, but that's besides the point. All right.
Doesn't seem like the kind of social media site where people would defend LeBron.
Yeah. More or less Facebook, you see just a bunch of stuff that's political.
Yeah.
With some baby boomers, and then you have us sprinkled in there, so it is what it is.
I literally only go on Facebook to, like, share our podcast.
Our podcast?
That's it. It's the only reason I go on there. And really? To get rid of, like, notifications that I have, because my mother and grandmother post on Facebook seemingly 15 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I get notifications every damn time.
My mother's the worst about that. There was a good stretch in time before she even got a smartphone. She would spend upwards of 6 to 7 hours a day just on her desktop.
On her computer, on Facebook.
Looking at Facebook. It was
kind of like we used to do when we were kids, playing all the mini games that Facebook had. What was
that?
Farmville? Was that the name of it?
I played more Bejeweled.
Bejeweled? I played a ton of Farmville as a kid.
On
like
Facebook.
Like fifth and sixth grade on Facebook, getting after it on Farmville.
Yeah. I actually... something that I did a lot was, my mom was friends with, of course, like my sisters and a few of her friends that knew me. So every now and again, whenever she'd be on Facebook, I'd see like, oh, you're chatting with so-and-so. Can I talk to them or whatever? And she'd let me get on. I'd just be like, hi, this is, or actually, no, I'd be like one finger in the entire thing because I didn't know how to type yet. I'd be like, hi, it's Matthew. How are you? You know, blah, 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 talking to like my grandma, or my aunt, or even my sisters. It was good times.
Good times. I love it.
This has also been a good time on this Friday edition of the Rookie Sports Report Podcast. What do you got coming up this weekend, Logan?
Well, tonight, myself and John Hartley.
Calling some football.
Going back to Nixa High School.
Oh, the college,
for the Nixa Carthage football game, which is going to be one of the best games of the year in the Ozarks this season. Nixa 7-1, top of their district. Of course, Carthage at 8-0. They're the top of their district. Both teams ranked in the top six in their respective classes. Carthage is the number 2 team in Class 5. Nixa is the number 6 team in Class 6. And, you know, Nixa's got a lot to be playing for right now. Like I mentioned, they're the number 1 seed in their district right now. But Lee Summit North and Joplin are right behind them at 2-3. And strangely enough, Nixa is the number 1 seed in their district despite having lost head-to-head to Joplin, which is sort of a strange dynamic. But, you know, if Nixa loses this game, they could fall from the number 1 seed in their district and home field advantage throughout districts to possibly the number 3 seed, and you have to play a district championship if you get to that point on the road against, you know, either a Lee Summit North or a Joplin or something like that. You know, I would hate to have a rematch at Joplin against Joplin in a district title game. That would be...
Oh, my God.
Or have to travel all the way up to Kansas City to play
Lee Summit.
Trust
me, you're not going to travel much of anywhere if you're going on ESPN The Jock or KWTO.
Yeah, I mean, that's
true.
It's mostly
in, like, this, like, Springfield
region.
Right,
absolutely. No, I meant, like, the team. I meant like Nixa, right? Having to travel all the way up to Lee Summit North, you know. And
or Joplin, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's my sophomore year. We had to travel from where I was at, which is northeast of Kansas City, where I grew up, all the way to Jeff City to play Blair Oaks. And that was a long drive. You had to stay in the hotel the whole nine for a couple of days prior, which is fun when you're a kid, but it's also, I mean, it can be, you know, physically and mentally taxing at the same time. And so that would be, you know, a tough thing. You have to play a great team. You have to travel, you know, 4 hours north to go up against them. That would not be fun. And then, you know, Carthage pretty much has the one seed in their district locked up. But it's going to be a great game. And then on Saturday, I'll be here at the studio running the board for some Missouri State football action against the juggernaut of the FCS level in North Dakota State and their matchup there. They're going to be in North Dakota for that matchup.
At the Fargo Dome,
yep. And then Sunday, I'll be back here at the studio again.
There you go.
Work, and more work, baby.
Yes, sir. Tonight, I've got, you know, it's sad. It's the final regular season game of the year for me. Of course, I'm affiliated with Willard and do most of their athletics and, of course, all of their football games. And tonight, they're playing against Webb City, and it's going to be really a tough one just on paper because Webb City is, of course, their annual juggernaut, but also a tough one emotionally for Willard. Of course, that school and that city right now are mourning the passing of Willard senior Reese Johnson. She died at a car wreck last Sunday. Drunk driver, merged over the median. You know how it goes. But unfortunately, passed away. 17 years old. Was a cheerleader, FBLA member. Really popular at the school. Unfortunately, didn't get to cover her just as an athlete because, like I said, she's a cheerleader and, you know, you really can't broadcast cheerleading. But anyway, going to be emotional there at Willard tonight, and I'll have that game. Willard's still looking for their first one of the season. They are 0-8. And then Saturday, I'm actually going to go up to St. Louis and see the St. Louis Blues home opener at the Enterprise Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m. as they play the L.A. Kings. And right now, the Blues are 3-0 on the season to start. A couple nights ago, beat the Vegas Golden Knights, and then earlier beat Arizona, and then beat Colorado to begin their season. But now they're going to begin their home slate of games in the regular season, starting Saturday, tomorrow night, at the Enterprise Center. Have to make sure I have, A, my mask, and B, my vaccination card. Whether it's still a picture on my phone or just a paper copy, I still have that, and probably travel back that night. As much as I don't want to do that, especially on a Saturday, nonetheless. And then, you know, Sunday probably will just watch some football, and hopefully a tornado won't come through my house. We're supposed to get some bad weather apparently on Sunday.
Yeah, it's supposed to storm pretty much all weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
I hope for it. I love storms. No, I also love listening to KWTO, and if there's like a severe weather day or whatever, hearing the monotones of Don Luzader on KWTO giving us the warnings.
Yep.
Now in effect in Christian County, a tornado warning. A tornado was spotted by radar 15 miles from Ozark, Missouri.
And frankly, some of those weather updates might be me.
Yeah, because you're on that team. Yeah,
I will be here at the studio, and yeah, I am a part of the news and weather team. And
oh yeah, dude.
All that stuff.
I'd love to be a part of that, but I'm not here long enough to have that credential. But anyway, that's besides the point. Logan, always a pleasure. Good week of shows. Of course, we took Thursday off because we hosted Sports Talk. But other than that, good slate of shows, good slate of podcasts, and hoping for another good week of it next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always a pleasure, man. For Logan Weber and Matthew Rizzell, this has been the Friday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast. Hey, listen, don't let anything or anyone tell you the odds, and we'll see you on Monday.
Chocolate milk is garbage.
Thank you.